Well, Mac and Matt Flynn direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Well, I didn't think Lindsey Graham could rat again, could debase himself again, but he debased himself in a way that astonished even me. Remember, he started out by being very pro-John McCain, looked up to John McCain, liked John McCain. John McCain backed Lindsey Graham's initial weak attempt to run for president 5 years ago. And Lindsey Graham attacked Donald Trump at the time, said he was a bigot, incompetent, and in really kind of harsh terms. Then Trump got in, and he jettisoned John McCain, and he sucked up to Trump, and he caddied for him, and he rode in the golf cart with him and all that kind of stuff. I'm sure they had other caddies, but he was there as his toady. Then January 6th came along. Lindsey Graham gave a speech the next day, said, "We're done with Trump. We're done with Trump. He's no good. He's responsible for this. Time to move on." Then the polls came in, showed that Trump had some chunk of the Republican Party, could basically control primaries in some states, and Lindsey Graham ratted again. Back to Trump. But Lindsey Graham had always been a sycophant for Moscow Mitch, the majority leader, sucked up to Moscow Mitch. And now Trump has attacked Moscow Mitch, calls him a broken down old crow, or just old crow. You know, the bourbon, old crow. He thinks that's funny. Kentucky bourbon. Insulted the old crow's wife, who's of Chinese descent, insulted her ethnically. Thinks this is funny and he's going to get away with it. Well, Lindsey Graham now has bought into that. Lindsey Graham, little wormwood, has bought into that. And here's what the little worm just said yesterday. Quote, this is a direct quote. "Elections are about the future. If you want to be a Republican leader in the House or Senate, you have to have a working relationship with Donald Trump. Can Senator McConnell effectively work with the leader of the Republican Party, Donald Trump? I am not going to vote for anybody for leader of the Senate as a Republican unless they can prove to me that they can advocate an America First agenda and have a working relationship with Donald Trump." Now remember, end quote. Donald Trump called McConnell a loser, broken down old crow, useless. What's going on is in some of the Republican primaries around the country for the Senate, there are Republican primaries. It'd be as if Ron Johnson were opposed by somebody in this state, and he's not in the primary so far, but in some states they are, and the insurgents running are even to the right of the incumbents, and they're all Trump people. And they've all, many of them have said they won't vote for McConnell as majority leader of the Senate if they take over the Senate. And the opportunist Lindsey Graham is noting that, homing in on that, and turns like a dog on his old friend, Moscow Mitch. Moscow Mitch has been very good to him, but he stabbed Moscow Mitch. He stabbed John McCain. He stabbed Trump, for that matter. But the minute he stabs somebody and they look strong, he comes back. Here's the very sad thing. Moscow Mitch is a wily old dog. He's like an old muskie up in the Chippewa Flowage. I've fished the Chippewa Flowage. I've never caught a muskie, and that's because a lot of them just stay down there. They're very crafty, like Moscow Mitch. They don't easily get caught. Moscow Mitch will bide his time. The mainstream of the Republican Party is with him. Thune, Rounds, Murkowski, Collins, the rest of these people. And push comes to shove, if one of these insurgents wins and they think they're going to run, Lindsey Graham is going to do whatever he can to sneak his worthless way back into Moscow Mitch's good graces. So if it turns out that Trump, for instance, is indicted by Merrick Garland, or the prosecutor in Atlanta, or frankly, is the subject of a fraud judgment in New York by Letitia James, or frankly, gets out there and tests the waters and isn't a viable candidate in 2024, Lindsey Graham, Wormwood, will stab him again and suck up to Moscow Mitch. And these people have so little character that they let a guy do this three or four times. But here he is, little Lindsey Graham going, quote, attacking McConnell, quote, elections are about the future. If you want to be a Republican leader in the House or Senate, you have to have a working relationship with a nut job from Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump. And by the way, he did not say nut job from Mar-a-Lago. I threw that in with Donald Trump. Can Senator McConnell effectively work with the leader of the party, Donald Trump? I am not going to vote for anybody for leader of the Senate as Republican unless they can prove to me that they can advocate an America First agenda and have a working relationship with Donald Trump. This is after Trump just called McConnell a loser and a broken down old crow. This humiliates Moscow Mitch. Moscow Mitch has been humiliated his entire life. He's pickled in humiliation, sneaking around Kentucky, pretending to be home folks, local folks, leaving a suit in the office, putting on brand new shirt and jeans, and going, ah, shucks, ah, shucks. He humiliates himself all the time. Lindsey Graham is beyond humiliation. He stabbed friends three times to go to their enemies, and then he stabbed their enemies several times to go back to his friends. And in politics, all people care about is what you did for me lately, and are you going to vote for me or not? And he did this to suck up to Trump, and he does not want Trump calling him names in South Carolina. But mark my words, if for any reason, God forbid, the Republicans took back the Senate, Moscow Mitch will run for majority leader again. He has the backing of the mainstream of the party. And Wormwood in South Carolina will come snucking and sniveling around very, very quickly. You can take that to the bank. That is exactly what happened. He'll be permitted to do it. And nothing will happen. Nothing will happen to him. McConnell is trying to stand up and look tough. And so now to try to ingratiate himself with Trump, he's going, if the filibuster is ended, the Democrats end the filibuster, I will grind the Senate to a halt. He will call on a full vote and debate on everything, every small thing, every post office that's renamed. There wouldn't be a Senate. If we get rid of the filibuster, we have to get rid of the rules that let them do that, to let them have one sociopath like Cruz or Hawley or Rand Paul block legislation, block ambassadors, block anything, and not let Moscow Mitch pull this off. The Republican Party, what they've done is they're a vandal party who would deliberately hurt and even destroy the democracy of the United States to keep power, drive Joe Biden out of office because he's the only Democrat can hold the presidency in the current field against Moscow Mitch and his crew. His gerrymandered state legislatures, who are the ones that are the base of their support. So stand by. I don't think the filibuster is unfortunately going to get suspended. We'll talk about that next segment. The Moscow Mitch, trying to suck up to Trump, is now threatening to grind the Senate to a halt. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after.